I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Bold, reverent, and occasionally random. The Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast starts now.
Tucker had an interesting sit down with the ousted CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, who for a while was their number one show. Actually, people forget this. When he had his evening show, he was getting better ratings for CNN at least than anyone else. And then they unceremoniously fired him. But first, though, Clay, I wanted to get, we have a very important email from a VIP here. Chris, have you seen this one yet?
I have not.
He writes from our VIP, Clay, I admit at one time, I thought Clay Travis was the evil one. You were the brash Vol mouthpiece that we were programmed to hate in the bluegrass. But over time, and after getting to know you on the CNB show, I'll freely admit the Vols got the better end of the deal. Between you and Matt Jones, I'll straight up right now admit jealousy on the orange side and not ours. What language is this? Like, what is he? Vols, the orange side? What? This guy was trying to say he loves you now that he listens to the show, but you were the evil one because you were a Vol mouthpiece. You have to explain. Can you translate this to English for me?
So there, I would bet to you that there are, in fact, VIPs, you can let us know. You remember, Buck, how I said that I trust college football and college fans in general more than people who aren't?
I asked you about this. I said, do you?
You asked,
and you said,
on the
absolutely.
Show. And that is true. So everybody out there, if you're an Ohio State Buckeye fan or you are a Kentucky Wildcat or Alabama Crimson Tide, Auburn, whatever fan base you root for in college athletics, I trust you more than I would if you weren't a college athletics fan. In all facets of life, I will admit readily that I have a bias towards sports fans, particular college fans. I will forgive a lot of flaws. So, Buck, I am a Tennessee Volunteer fan. My grandfather played for General Neyland back in the day. I started going to games when I was 5 years old, long before I ever thought about where I would go to college. Like a lot of people who are college fans, particularly in the South, you become affiliated with the team. So what that guy is writing in, I hear this all the time. He's a Kentucky Wildcat fan. He thought, I don't like you, Clay, because you're a Tennessee Volunteer fan and they are rivals. A lot of Alabama fans listening right now, Auburn fans, Florida Gators, Georgia Bulldogs, they don't like the Tennessee Volunteers, so they have a natural inclination not to trust me. But over time, they have come to realize they're willing to overlook my fandom, and they actually like me because of the things that I say, and they have a similar disposition to me, which is you're more likely to trust somebody, I think, if you're a fan than not. So I think that's what that guy is writing in and saying,
yes.
From Kentucky, basically.
I needed a sports Rosetta Stone there for a second so that I could actually get the translation. By the way, he went on to say, The Vols, my orange brothers, get the down-to-earth conservative real sports guy. We get the whiny, arrogant liberal, I suppose, this fellow Matt Jones. I don't know him. But I take solace in the fact that you are on our team on the bigger things in life, and you and Buck are important voices for the cause. Keep it up, boys. So even though you support this Vols team, he says
you got to get better at saying Vols, by the way, too.
You are
Vols? Vols. Vols. Like pretend that you're pronouncing V-A-W-L-S in your accent. Vols.
Vols.
Not Vols. Like it, not
right,
like
the little
Vols.
Woodland creature.
Like yeah, if you're Vols, a yeah, Vols. Yeah, right. If you're okay. A Southerner, you would say the Tennessee Vols, not the Tennessee Vols or the Tennessee, you know. It's a little bit of a confusing word.
It's amazing. I was like the Manhattan kid learning there's this whole other world out there of different
terms. Yeah, and also
terms
this
and
would
language.
Be like for the Kentucky people, I think I've mentioned this before. There is a town right outside of Lexington. Lexington, by the way, beautiful, incredibly fantastic place to live. Love Lexington, Kentucky. Called Versailles. Versailles, Kentucky is Versailles, named after the French palace. But if you went up to Buck, if you were rolling in and you were like, hey, I'm trying to find Versailles, they'd be like, you better get on a plane and fly to Paris, big boy. This is Versailles. So the subtle variation of the way that you pronounce, like in Nashville, outside of Nashville is an area called Lebanon. You would never say, I'm going to Lebanon, Tennessee. They'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's named after Lebanon from the Bible, but it's pronounced Lebanon in Nashville, for instance.
And if you really want things to get confusing, the most famous Cuban restaurant in Miami that every politician coming through Miami has to go to is not Versailles. It is Versailles, which is French, but it is a Cuban restaurant named for the French palace, but without the American pronunciation.
It is funny. I've been there. It's a great place. And by the way, I'll mention this. I'm in Panama City Beach right now. I drove through, as one does, Birmingham and Montgomery. My youngest, oldest son, the first time we drove through, he looked at the sign and he said, what is this town, Montgomery? Looking at Montgomery, Alabama, you would never know how to pronounce that word unless you had heard it. And sometimes every now and then you and I on this show will admit, I learned a lot of vocabulary words by reading. Didn't ever hear them spoken, so I still sometimes am regularly mispronouncing words. But I do trust everybody out there, if you're a college football or basketball fan, as we get closer to March Madness, I trust you more than I would if you didn't care about athletics at all.
So even people that are from your the extreme
rivals
of the Vols.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. You got it now.
Yes. They like you anyway. So I thought that was a nice come-together moment,
and,
everybody.
And hey, by the way, I'm telling you right now, you need to put this on your calendar because I got a bunch of people coming in. Buck, you need to come to Knoxville. This year, Alabama is coming to Tennessee. It's going to be an incredible game. I've got a bunch of people coming in now from media who have never been to an SEC game. I've been texting, setting it up with them. I want you to come to Knoxville and see the Vols take on the Crimson Tide in October in God's country, the state of Tennessee. It will be fabulous. You need to put it on your calendar right before the election. But it is going to be it's going to be a scene, and you will walk around, Buck, and I guarantee you every single person will love you there.
Well, I'm going, so let's put it on the calendar. I'm showing up. I'm going to pronounce it correctly. I'm going to be high-fiving my Vols all over
there
the place. And Clay, why don't you take us away here, because we'll do the CNN Cuomo thing in a second. Plus, Ginger's freaking out at probably a squirrel walked by the window, and now she's losing her mind, so I got to go tend to her.
Sarah in North Carolina wants to weigh in. Sarah, what you got for us?
Well, I just called because I was so shocked that Buck had no idea what the guy writing in was talking about. How does somebody not know that Vols means Tennessee? And it just was shocking to me. Is he a red-blooded man? What the hell?
Oh, wow. Teeing off on
she's,
you, Buck.
She's
you
calling
know,
me
by
a
the way,
flute playing ice cream eater is what's going on right here. That's rough.
Made me laugh so hard hearing that. And just so you know, so I'm in North Carolina. I did my undergrad at State. I went to school in Arkansas. I was in school in Arkansas when they joined the SEC. So maybe that's why I know who the Vols and the Tide are, but for heaven's sake, I mean, you have to
look. I'm learning something new, and I'm always open to new things on the show every day. I appreciate you,
Sarah.
Appreciate you
calling in.
She's lighting me up there. But I will say, I'm not even sure I need a defense here. But in my defense, such as it were, if you asked guys aged 20 to 50 on the streets of New York City or Los Angeles who the Vols are, 95% of them would have no idea. Absolutely
not. Oh, my God.
No idea.
I don't know New York, L.A. I will say this in Buck's defense. My brother-in-law, so Laura's only brother, read one of my books, and he came to me and he said, how do you pronounce V-O-L-S? Now, he is from Michigan. He is not a sports guy at all. He designs cars for Ford, just retired, actually. Spent his whole career designing cars in Michigan. Had no idea how to pronounce V-O-L-S and came to me and said, hey, how do you pronounce this? And I've heard other people who are clearly not sports fans be unable to pronounce it as well.
I just say, producer Allie, who is a New Yorker like me, she's pointing out, when people come and they ask where Houston Street is, I don't flip out at them and say, excuse me, it's Houston Street.
It should be pronounced Houston.
It should be,
by the way.
But it is Houston for whatever reason. The other thing was always, if someone went to Amherst College or Amherst UMass, whether they pronounce the H, UMass, they pronounce the H. We don't pronounce the H at Amherst College. You get into all these little idiosyncrasies. But I've learned something new about SEC football today, which is a good thing.
Yes, you will fit in now because you'll be able to pronounce it.
And I'm going to we're going to Chattanooga.
Stadium.
Is that where we're going? Where are we going for our big game next fall?
Well, first of all, Buck doesn't know where the University of Tennessee is and just placed it in Chattanooga. So you were going to be
well received. Tennessee people are changing the channel to country music right now.
Knoxville, Tennessee. I said you were going to be well received. That just went out the window when the university.
We're going to edit that from the podcast. Nobody will know.
Nobody will know that ever happened. By the way, what clip did you want to play? Should we save it for the next top of the next hour? We're going to
go.
I want to take you to Ole Miss, is the other place that you need to go to Oxford, Mississippi. Jewel of the South, jewel of the country in general, and they throw the best, I believe, and now I'm going to make enemies, I think Ole Miss throws the best tailgates, the best tailgate scene in all the SEC. A couple of funny quotes from Ole Miss, Buck. They say, we may have lost a game, we've never lost a party. They throw an incredible tailgate scene in the Grove amid all the oak trees there. Second one, and I think this is one of the best lines in all the SEC, they say they redshirt Miss America's, Buck, at Ole Miss, because at one point in time, they had multiple Miss America's on campus. I think the best-looking women of all SEC schools, again, I'm really making enemies here, I think Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss has the best-looking, it's a high standard, it's a very high standard, best-looking girls of the entirety of the SEC are at Ole Miss.
Honest question. At Ole Miss, do they have a women and gender studies department? Because they did at all five of the five college consortium where I went to school. Every school required to have a women and genders studies major, not a class, a major available for everybody.
No, that's a great question. I would want to say no, but all these colleges and universities become so woke. And you mentioned this. I don't know that you even saw this, Buck. We talked about the University of Florida doing away with DEI, right? They fired every DEI employee. Did you see what the NAACP said?
That black athletes should reconsider going to school in Florida now. And
yes.
By the way, that's not going, I don't think that's going to happen or have any effect whatsoever, because DEI educators and bureaucrats are honestly worthless in every institution to everyone who's attending the institution. There's nothing that comes from...
I agree 100%, but you and I are both in Florida right now. I believe the NAACP is still having their boycott of Florida too, right? Didn't they have the tourism boycott where they told black people it's not safe for you to go to Florida right now? By the way, there's black people everywhere, all over Florida, very safe, far safer here than almost any state because the crime rate is way lower thanks to Ron DeSantis and the job he's done here. But I thought that was interesting that they told the athletes not to go to state institutions like University of Florida, Florida State, and South Florida, a bunch of them, UCF.
It has a real effect when you're in a state, and I'm sure there are other states right now from people listening that they would say that this qualifies for them as well. It's true of their state as well, that they're just their baseline view of law enforcement is they're pro cop. You know, the state is pro police, pro law enforcement. That has changed in blue states, and that's why you've had. And now people say, well, what about the high violence in some of the red states? It's always in cities controlled by Democrats where it's not that the state troopers are the ones that are supposed to be cleaning things up. It's local law enforcement under a commissioner who's usually a Democrat and a mayor who's usually a Democrat. But here in Florida, you know, there was all this national news coverage of what they were doing so that there wouldn't be more illegal, crazy stuff happening on spring break. Every person I spoke to, and I spoke to a lot of them about it, actually, everyone that I was seeing down here and everything that I heard about it was great. No breaking the laws down here. You want to come down here and spend money and have a good time? That's fantastic. You want to come down here and stab someone or shoot someone or cause mayhem in the streets? You're going to find that that's not well taken. That's not well taken here.
We've got where I'm staying right now during spring break. I'm down here with my families in Florida. So, by the way, I think the NAACP boycott of Florida is still going on. They're setting records for overall amount of tourism for all races, right? Same thing is happening, I think, with this ridiculous NAACP statement for black athletes not to go to the universities. Why? You're a part of the meritocracy. You want to excel. I say this as a Tennessee Vol fan. You want to go to the University of Florida, Florida State, South Florida, Central Florida, go dominate, get yourself rich. I'm a capitalist.
I think there's also a huge opportunity here for, and Ron DeSantis is taking this, and I'll be honest, from what I understand, Ben Sasse, who I know, you know, was a Republican, but an anti-Trump Republican when he was in the Senate, but I think he's the chancellor of University of Florida system now, or whatever they call the person
who
runs
correct.
It.
That's correct,
yes. And is doing a good job. And there's a huge opportunity here for state schools across the country, any state school that wants to take up this mantle, to say, we are just about academic excellence and the best experience for our students. We are not some woke mind virus laboratory of nonsense, because everyone has to go to Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and Duke. That's not true anymore. Has never been true. But I'm saying the perception has shifted. University of Florida is rocketing up the ranks right now, and Florida State as well. Other schools that are state schools have a big opportunity to really build their reputations and show people, get a great education at our state school. It's a huge asset.
No doubt. That's where Carrie went, your wife. Well, we'll hit some of these VIP emails when we come back, but we'll also play and have some discussion about what I thought was a super interesting conversation that happened between Tucker Carlson and
we'll dive into this. We don't have time for this call, but can I just address this very quickly, Clay? Bob in Charleston, we can't take your call because we got like 10 seconds. He's saying that I'm wrong. 95% of the country knows. No, I said of L.A. and New York City, which maybe isn't even America, but we got to stay with what I said.
By the way, you're wrong about that, too. They all know the Tennessee.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck.
Buck, it's the four-year anniversary of sports basically shutting down all over the country, which was a early sign that America was losing its mind and that many places were going to shut down. But I know for you, who are now a Florida resident, and for me, who came down to Florida at the end of April in 2020 and spent a month here with my family, I remember posting a video of Cinco de Mayo 2020 when I took my family, my kids, out to a Mexican restaurant and said, everybody needs to get back to normal. You got dragged, if I remember correctly, for saying America needed to be open by Easter. You're 100% right on that. That was probably the time when everybody decided that you wanted everybody's grandma to die. When I posted that video of Cinco de Mayo of my whole family out in an indoor restaurant eating, you would have thought that I was calling for mass execution of grandmas in America based on the way people responded. You and I were right. I think one of the reasons we're doing this show today is because we were right about all of that craziness that was going on. We got a bunch to get to. The Trump driver testimony I want to mention, Robert Hur proving that Joe Biden was a liar beyond a shadow of a doubt. We got a couple of cuts from that, but I wanted to hit this with Kendra, who wrote in, Clay, I live in Knoxville. I want an invite to your SEC showdown party. We may disagree on the flute, but I had your back on salsa as the superior dip. And she said, love the show. Now, question for you, history nerd. Yeah. History nerd Buck, why is Tennessee called the Volunteers? Why is Tennessee the volunteer state?
Because the War of 1812, they were asking for people to join up and fight, particularly against the allied tribes called the Red Clubs, if memory serves, who had these red war clubs. And Davy Crockett was actually involved in some of those smaller operations or trying to go after them.
Andrew now you're Jackson, winning back some people here, but yeah, continue.
I was gonna, Andrew Jackson was a commanding officer of some of those operations as well, and I think they were allied with the Chippewa. One point was the Chippewa, gosh, I gotta remember the names of the different tribes, but Choctaw, there we go, Choctaw Indians. So that's the Volunteers, because they volunteered
Tennessee
to join up and fight against the British in the War of 1812. So there you go.
All
which
right. So you may not know where the
frontier,
University
which
of
people,
Tennessee.
People just always freak out about the burning, you know, and Madison had to flee and Dolly Madison had to run away. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, they burned down the White House and all that stuff. The British were using tribes all along the frontier to go and scalp settlers. And then, yes, of course, we worked with some, or rather Americans worked with some tribes. But that's where the Vols comes from. So, all right. So and, now, also, am I still welcome? Am I still welcome in whatever
you,
city
you,
we're going to?
You won a lot of people back with that knowledge of the Volunteer moniker. So yes, that's all good.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Sunday Drop with Clay and Buck.
I am not, this is not going to stun many of you. I don't know a lot about spaceships. I don't know a lot about rockets, to the extent that you were out there and you're like, you know, one guy that I know is going to know a ton about interplanetary space travel and rockets, Clay, not me. But I will say it was pretty awesome to see this new, if you want something positive to think about, because I know every day can feel like, you know, you're getting punched in the face because of the stupidity that's out there. A lot of times you don't notice the progress that is being made. A 42-story spaceship built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company went to space today. And if you haven't seen the video of that spaceship taking off,
yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
Did you? I mean, it's Starship. So
Starship.
This is the this
That's
is the
literally
biggest,
what he calls it. Yes.
Yeah, he calls it Starship. Elon is very smart. He gave his space program cool space names. You know, this is like this is he realizes there's a brand component to this and getting people excited about it. I watched it live on X.
To watch it, or did you just find yourself online and you were like you couldn't look away?
One of my brothers works in aeronautics and you know that realm or does work in that space, so. He texted me and said, you got to check this out. But I watched it live. And it's fun, too, because they run the they really make it an event. You know, they run the SpaceX control room video feed. So you're hearing these guys. I mean, for them, it is a monumental scientific achievement. No nation state on the planet can do what SpaceX can do. They are more advanced and more badass at space stuff than we are. The U.S., the Chinese, the Russians, you name it. Nobody can do at the nation state government level what SpaceX can do right now. And I mean, they're going to be back on the moon in a matter of years. They're going to be to Mars, probably not in the 20s, but maybe in the 2030s. They're going to get to Mars. It's amazing. I mean, Elon Musk, what everyone thinks of electric cars, I think Tesla's pretty cool, but it's having its issues. Buying Twitter to save free speech is amazing, but the SpaceX program is, I mean, this is maybe a species advancing situation that you're watching. And I'm not a big space nerd, but I'm becoming, I want to learn, you know, I'm like, I want to become an advanced beginner in space travel knowledge. Because Clay, you watch these, what they're doing. You said 42 stories?
Yes, it's amazing. 42 stories.
It's amazing what they're doing.
The spaceship is bigger than most cities' tallest building. And I'm not talking about New York City, L.A. I'm talking about most cities in America
don't have a 42-story building.
This ship is bigger than most of the biggest buildings in the cities or towns or places where all of you listen.
Would you want to go to space? You know how some super rich dudes?
Yeah.
Not to put you in the hot seat here, but do you have any interest in getting up there?
It to me, if it were, no, not really. Like, I know everybody's like, yeah. Hey,
I mean, I would, skiing, so I don't know if I'm going to like space. You know what I mean? I like to stay home with the wife and dog. I kind of feel the same thing about
The people who wanted to go see the Titanic in person. And some of you out there are going to say, oh, how could you? Like, I don't really like the idea of being way underground in a tiny little ship so that I can see in person what otherwise I could see probably better on video. Like, I don't doubt that the Titanic is there. Similarly, I don't doubt that the video that I have, I'm not a flat earther. I don't doubt that the video that I have seen from space is pretty cool looking back down. I don't know that I need to see it.
Just going to note that Clay is now kicking the flat earther hornet nest too. So our inbox is going to be even more exciting than it was.
And yeah, I don't think, I mean, maybe if somebody gave me a free ride to space and people had done it for a while, it's not on my, like, I would rather go to Asia than space. I haven't been to Asia. There's lots of places on the globe I'd like to go.
We're going to talk more about Elon later because he had a little sit down with Don Lemon, which I mean, Don Lemon should just be so thankful for this. And he was not, which is unsurprising, given that I know Don Lemon. We'll talk about that in a bit. But I think Elon Musk, you can make a very strong case that he's the most important entrepreneur alive in the world today. Right. I think that's
100% true.
You know, Jeff Bezos has done some pretty remarkable stuff at Amazon, and I know he's trying to catch up. They've got their version of space exploration, too. But what Elon has done, Elon really set the standard and set the pace here. So it's remarkable the achievements that they've had.
That's why people who say, oh, Elon doesn't know what he's doing with Twitter, with X. The guy made spaceships better than the people NASA. That have been trying to make spaceships for 50, 60 years better.
He basically single-handedly revived space travel as a human experience, which is, it's incredible when you think about it. And what they made him do and the hoops he had to go through, and they went to that island out in the South Pacific, and they were doing tests, and it failed, and he kept going. And honestly, one of the great stories of entrepreneurship and, I don't know, just vision from a leader in the last 50 years.
No doubt. And also the willingness to put all of his money on the line. There was times where it appeared that Tesla was going to go bankrupt and be done. There were times, I think, when SpaceX looked like a absolutely insane idea, and he had the intestinal fortitude to stick to it and make it happen.
I remember I asked a guy who, from nothing, created a multi-billion dollar hedge fund. And I was like, what is it that makes it possible for you to do what you do? And this reminded me of Elon. He says, you have to be super analytical, part one, and you have to be super willing to take insane risks.
Yes.
Meaning you have to do all the analysis and all the research and then say, come what may, let it ride. You know,
I'm stepping off into the unknown. That's what you have to be willing to do.
And Elon was willing to do that.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.